Everybody, to episode 477 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, 50 Shades of Grey talk, guys. we were talking off air about, I don't know, just all kinds of stuff, and today's show is going to be...
It was hot and naked and sexual.
Yes, we were talking about
orgies. Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking to somebody else.
Oh.
The show is, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Exactly. Hot sexy orgies.
You talking about some, like, encounter you had earlier this week or something?
A what? A weekend? No. I was not talking about my last weekend. No, I was not talking about... Oh, I mean...
I was talking to Breakman because he said the thing.
Oh. Okay. It was Breakman. I see. All right, well, guys, we got tons of news to talk about. Also, today's going to be one heck of a show, guys. I have that feeling. So why don't we get to the news, and then we'll get to some other stuff that, I don't know, we're going to have some good discussion. So, Eric,
it's also an NIS-centric
Yeah,
news.
There's a lot of NIS news. So why don't we get started with that, Eric? We got tons of news, so we're going to try to get through this as quickly as possible. Eric, let's start with the news.
Okay, from RPG site, we've got Labyrinth of Refrain, Coven of Dusk, which is a completely rearranged version of the original title. Just like, I think it was called Labyrinth Coven of Refrain.
Oh, yeah.
For whatever reason. But yeah. This works a lot better. But it's coming to the West in 2018 on PS4, Switch, and Steam.
Yeah, I saw a quick video of this before. It's a dungeon crawler, and they don't give much in the way of gameplay, but it's got good art.
Did you watch the presser at all?
I did.
You should watch the clips afterwards.
I didn't watch the presser. I watched the clips afterwards. I didn't see any gameplay. Did you see any gameplay, Eric?
Well, I've seen. Yeah, there was like gameplay during the presser.
Does the gameplay look good or?
It's their kind of like their take on a dungeon RPG.
Okay, all right.
And it looks like Etrian Odyssey, but okay. Like sprites.
I'm down. I'm looking at the screenshots now. I looked at the video, and the video didn't have any gameplay. But I'm down. It's got pretty artwork. I think I'd be okay playing this.
I think the reason why it's taking so long is because, like, I don't know. Should we release this now? But we've got this other one in development that's improved for the PS4. Yeah. We should wait for that. But now we're gonna port it to Switch. Now it's gonna take until fall to get it.
Yeah, of course. All right. Anything else on that, Eric? Before we move on.
Nothing more. Except that, apparently this game has like a version of Criticals called Gory Hits.
Yeah, okay.
Nothing more, but.
Yeah, nothing more, but. Okay. Let's move on to the next story, Break.
Coming to us live from. Damn you, new Skype. Coming to us live from RPG site. Dungeon Crawler The Lost Child set to release summer 2018 in the West.
Yeah. Another
Child. That's an intriguing name. I'd like to know more.
Another dungeon crawler.
The Lost Child is a first-person dungeon crawler.
Yeah.
From El Shaddai director Sawaki Takayasu,
yeah,
as well as the sort of spiritual successor to El Shaddai.
Yeah.
You can find a story over you somewhere else, not here.
I
don't have it.
I never played El Shaddai, but it looked kind of interesting to me, to be honest with you.
But like, I haven't touched it at all.
Yeah, yeah. All right, it looks good.
How good the story is conveyed because Ignition did the localization, so who knows how good it is.
Yeah, well, Ignition isn't exactly known for... You know, great stuff.
I just said play the video, but there's nobody in chat, so...
Ignition did the localization for, actually, I'm not entirely sure if they did the localization for Deadly Premonition. They might have just outsourced the localization that time.
NXT is in chat. Bridget's in chat.
In YouTube chat?
Not the YouTube, the Twitch chat. I don't think anybody's in the YouTube chat.
Yeah, well, I'm in Twitch No, did I see no one? No, no one's talking.
You should refresh. You'll be good to go. All right, let's go on to the next story. This comes to us from RPG site. Fallen Legion, Rise to Glory, what I do every morning. Anyways, releases for Nintendo Switch on May 29th in North America, June 1st in Europe. So that's pretty much just the story. It's got a little bit about the game. So there you go, for the Switch. Pretty artwork again. Like, I've never heard of this publisher, but I was telling Bridget earlier, Yummy Yummy Tummy is the name of the developer and publisher. So Yummy Yummy Tummy, yummy yummy for my tummy, I guess is the name of that. But it looks all right. It looks, if you can kind of think of like a lesser version of Odin Sphere. I don't know about gameplay wise.
It doesn't play like that at all.
Yeah, I didn't say it played like that. It just sort of looks like it.
Point plus one to Frank for not knowing what the fuck he's talking about.
Excuse me? I know exactly what I'm talking about, man. The artwork looks...
Yes, it's like Odin Sphere, but even though it plays like...
I mean Dragon's Crown. Dragon's Crown.
It's like Odin Sphere, except... completely different.
How dare you? How dare you guys? I'm going to exile you both. No, the artwork like Odin Sphere is what I meant. Not Odin Sphere.
This is actually closer to Prince's... I think it was called Prince's... like Minerva or something. It was a PS3 game.
Look, you guys, you're not listening, Eric. I said it... What I meant... was not Odin's Fear, but Dragon's Crown. It sort of has artwork like Dragon's Crown, and it sort of has that style. It doesn't play quite like it, I can see, but I'm down.
Now I know what the game I was talking about, Battle Princess of Arcadia.
Well, Fallen Legion looks good, man. If I get a Switch, I'm definitely going to get it, because it looks pretty fucking good. How dare you, break, man? You're exiled, son of a bitch. All right,
See, I'm in a weird position, though, because I've got the PS Vita and PS4 versions. And I requested to review the Switch version, which is just basically the two. But that's not... this isn't coming out until June 1st, so, yeah. Like, I guess I can't put it off. I just gotta write it now, and then just update it later.
Yeah, you could do an update later. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is from... more RPG size stuff, but this is a game called Penny Punching Princess, and it's releasing March 30th in Europe and April 3rd in North America. Europe's actually getting it first for once.
Yeah.
But, take that, you bitch ass Penny.
I'm sure it has everything to do with the shipping. But, anyways, this game, it's basically like a hack and slash, but like you're like such a tightwad princess that. All your attacks are based on money.
It's got like a little calculator. I like it, man. That's a neat little idea. Like, use a calculator to figure out like exactly which moves you're gonna do and shit. That's pretty good. That's pretty creative. I'm down. What about you, Break? You gonna play Penny Punching Princess?
You even use money to continue if you die.
Yeah.
I'm going to teach some pennies who the fucking boss is, baby.
That's right, man.
There the next thing's broken, apparently.
Yeah, let's move on to the next story after that, the Steins;Gate 1 break, man.
We'll just mention it in passing. Yeah.
Coming to us live from Komatsu, Steins;Gate Elite delayed to General 2018 in Japan. Yeah, this is the story with the title with the... yeah, the semicolon. No one else can see that.
Yeah. I fixed it.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, well, you can go ahead and read that, because that was all of this story.
Yeah, it was... Steins;Gate's delayed. All right, Eric, the previous next story.
Okay, next story is... Muvlove and Muvlove Alternative for the PS Vita. It's coming to North America and Europe this summer. No real date, but P-Cube's doing the publishing for this.
Yeah.
But it's a highly acclaimed visual novel series, but I think that's because of all the girls in it.
Oh, there you go.
Who are wearing skin-tight clothing and pilot mechs. But there is an 18-plus version that you can get for the Steam version.
An 18-plus version. I wish they would
basically, you buy it on Steam, then you go to Tenpasoft and buy the patch for it that unlocks all the adult content.
Is that version called Muvlove?
Muvlove. That's funny, man.
The weird thing is, though, Muvlove and...
Muvlove.
I think the first, there's like two of them on Steam. The first one's actually like a couple different games thrown together. And then Alternative is like the sequel.
I like Brake's version, Muff Love. All right, let's move on to the next story. This comes to us from Gamatsu. God War's Definitive Edition announced for PS4, Switch, and PS Vita. So there's not a real date here. I don't see a date on it, but comes with a new scenario, Labyrinth of Yomi, which depicts the true fate of Kayua and company, and can also be purchased as DLC for users who already own God War's Futures Past.
It's Kaguya, but
Oh, Kaguya. Well, whatever. I said it.
There's no word on a localization, so this is just a Japanese announcement,
Yeah.
but I'm pretty sure it will get localized.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering how they'll handle the North American side, because like I think in Japan it's going to be a DLC update.
Yeah. Eh,
So I, or
okay.
maybe it's like a like update slash expansion, because like I think they're going to do like a couple balancing updates plus the new content, and the new content's probably what you have to pay for.
Is it a strategy RPG, Eric? It looks like a
Yes.
strategy. Yeah.
I heard it's like a really good one.
Yeah, no, I don't look.
And it's got a bunch of Japanese mythology then in it.
I don't like strategy RPGs, but hey, I'm all for promoting them for other people like Breakman that really likes strategy RPGs and stuff. So, you know, that's what we do on the show. All right, next story.
Need to cover this. I have neglected writing about it. It's been nearly a year since it came out.
Yeah, Breakman, next story, please.
Oh, here it goes. It wasn't loading. Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Sakai Project launches visual novel A Light in the Kickstarter campaign. In the dark Kickstarter campaign. What the
Well,
hell's
they
the
screwed
dark
up. It's a
Kickstarter?
light in the dark.
Yeah, Light in the Dark is what it is.
Oh, okay. Launches a visual novel, A Light in the Dark Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah,
Okay.
there you go.
Because I did not know what dark Kickstarter is, but now
I
we
knew
need
you'd
one.
get there,
We need a dark Kickstarter.
Yeah.
A light in the Kickstarter.
Sakai Project has launched a Kickstarter campaign for A Light in the Dark, a new suspense-filled visual novel for PC in a collaboration between Rabbi Ribby, developers Cree Spirit, and Chinese visual novel tag team duo Storia and Narrator.
Yeah, it should
They're
get.
seeking 28,000 in funding to release the project, and they've got some more stretch goals, and you all know about that.
Yeah, I look, this is a very reasonable Kickstarter. Like, I've been very, very hard on Kickstarter since the go, since Kickstarter started, pretty much. But these are reasonable goals. I mean, that's not a ton
It
of
sounds
money.
like Sekai Project's got a lot of the money already. They just need a little bit more.
Yeah, see
Okay,
that.
I want to read the story synopsis here.
Okay. Hua Chen.
What? Why are you not scrolling, you fucking piece of? We cannot choose. We cannot choose in this unfair world, is how it starts.
Yeah.
Heo Chen Jiang did not understand what it was when he opened his eyes. Before him was a dim and dreary room that he had not seen before.
I think you mangle Chinese names even more than you do Japanese names.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, that's. I'll just. That's
Chao
it.
Chenjiang.
I don't want to read me. I don't want to read anymore. I'm hurt.
He's like, I'm done. I'm just done. All right, that's good enough, Eric. We get our break. We get the gist, man. But 28,000 guys is not a lot. See, if there were more developers that did this type of work, like for very little money, I'm okay with it. But like, you know, when you're fucking Square Enix and you're asking for, you know, $500,000 for a project, just fuck you, Square Enix. You know what I mean?
I don't think Square Enix actually is anything with their crowdfunding. I think they just have a service where they let people crowdfund on
No,
their behalf.
they actually have Kickstarter campaigns. I think there's one coming up in the news, actually, Eric. But let me read this one. Coming to us from Gamatsu, 25th Ward, The Silver Case launches March 13th in North America, March 16th in Europe. So that's about it. It's been five
Sequel?
years. What? What?
Is it a
What?
sequel? Or the other 24 out?
Yeah. It says it's been 5 years since the events of 1999's The Silver Case. set in the new 25th Ward that arose in the Bayside area of Kanto. In a room of the Bayside Towerland apartment complex, a woman is found murdered under mysterious circumstances. This sets off a seemingly random events, bridging across multiple protagonists, including the Silver Case's Tokyo Morishima. With all viewpoints assembled, a truly shocking pattern emerges. So, it's a Suda 51 game. You know what you're getting with Suda 51, so there you go. It actually looks really good. I saw the trailer. I'm playing it right now on the stream. Hopefully they don't fucking flag me, which is another annoying thing. I've been,
and NIS will flag you for this.
You'd be surprised. Like you remember when I played Auld Lang Syne for the New Year show, guys? I got flagged for playing the Kenny G version of Auld Lang Syne. So, like,
oh man, you pissed off Kenny G. Jeez.
I did. I pissed the shit off of Kenny G.
You pissed off his record label.
Yeah, exactly.
No, this was Kenny G. He was at home. He was just surfing. Yeah, surfing
the
web.
God damn it, Frank Branches.
He just happened to come across Frank. Like,
yep. No, he watches the show.
I'll show that bastard.
He actually watches the show, Kenny G, and he was like pissed. He's like, "Fuck this, man! I can't let them use my shitty version."
I'm never. I used to love your show, but I'm never watching.
Yep,
or listening.
That's exactly right.
Oh, God. He watches it.
Yeah.
Well, yep. I'm at listen, but I guess we can mock him then.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Fucking Kenny G, Auld Lang Syne, son of a bitch. You guys would be surprised. Like, almost every one of our fucking shows is flagged for, and I've been fighting like left and right. Like, a lot of them I've been winning. Like, a lot of them. Like, I've been like disputing, but one that I couldn't win was one time I used a 20-second clip from, the Auld Lang Syne, and then the other one was the Doctor Who theme. So fuck you, BBC, fucking assholes. Anyways, let's move on to the next story, Break. Break Man, next story, please.
Sorry, I had to belch and cough.
It's all good.
Both of them. Coming to us live from Gamatsu, NIS America announced indie action game Assault Spy for PC.
Yeah.
It's an action game. Okay.
Yeah, it's an action game.
here, about the game, the self-proclaimed elite corporate spy, Asuro. Asuru?
Mm-hmm.
Asuru? Whatever. And his dead weight partner, Kanoko, are hired for a new job in a dreary world dominated by corporations. Their mission...
That's Asuru, by the way.
Asuru?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Infiltrate the megacorporation, Negabot. Well, Jesus. Obviously they're evil. I mean, why don't they just put a flag on the building? We are bad.
Yeah, we're... Evil, evil.
We are the bad guys, Negabot.
That's like being called Dr. Evil or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Negabot, dash evade and smash your way to the truth in the fast-paced action game. No secret is safe from this bombastic spy duo, Mr. Bombastic and his partner.
Yeah. By the way, MXT, the M does stand for Muff. So you were wondering that, Breakman.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Assault Spy looks pretty good, man. It's got a minimalist kind of action type game, so I think it looks very interesting. I don't know if I'd be.
The scoring system is like so Devil May Cry.
Yeah. Freak Five's in chat. What's up, Freak Five? Welcome to chat. You're in chat with MXT and Bridget. So chat's starting to heat up a little bit. All right. Next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Tohu Genso Wanderer Reloaded coming west for the PS4 and
I swear Switch. You'll never get that right.
And Switch in 2018. NIS America will release the roguelike RPG, which I just said. I don't know why they do that. Fuck. So in addition to the standard edition, there'll be a $79.99 limited edition. It includes a copy of the game, acrylic parade stand, daring damsel's button set, elegant hardcover art book, official soundtrack, and a collector's box. When did boxes become like extra? Like, didn't every game come with a fucking box at one point? Like, seriously? That's the stupidest one.
Yeah, I bought Utuwaru
Yeah.
Uruwano, The Mask of Truth on the Vita.
Yeah.
And it was shipped from Newegg, and when it got here, the box was trashed. It's
Yeah.
like, if I actually cared about keeping that stupid paper box after I bought my game, then I'd be pissed, but I didn't. So I just took, thankfully, the game and the thing it came with were
Yeah,
intact.
yeah. Are you getting this one, Eric? I'm sure you are. It's visual novel, right?
I still need to review the base game.
Okay.
But
All right.
yeah, I guess I will pick out the Switch version.
Yeah. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is that Happy Birthdays Coming West. This is originally called Birthdays Be the Beginning, but it's a life sim with a little bit of Minecraft-ish stuff in there.
It looks cutesy. It's not something I'd play. I could see kids
This
eating.
game is basically what Spore should have been.
God, Spore should have been so much better. Although there was one thing that came out of Spore, Eric. I
Don't
don't.
think you get the freedom to make any kind of creature you want. It just evolves over
Yeah,
time.
Eric. The one thing
I
that.
just wanted at one point that little mouse from Cinderella to pop out with "Happy birthday!"
Yeah, exactly. The one thing that did come out of Spore was you made the flying spaghetti monster. I don't know if you still have
That was
that
the
video.
Spore creature creator
Yeah,
thing that I used. That's not the actual game.
that was cool. I think you got a lot of views on that video, actually. I don't know
The
why. It was
weird
just.
thing about, I haven't got a demonetization notice, so they haven't demonetized my channel because I guess I'm still pulling in views and thus making YouTube money, but I'm not making enough to where I can see any of it.
Yeah. Freak Fribe says he's totally wasted. That's what he said in chat. He's probably been drinking. Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Scroll, you fucking piece of damn, man. I don't know, my internet slid tonight. Kurumaruka Circle coming to PS4 on May 24th in Japan.
Yeah. There
Oh,
you go.
yeah.
Yeah.
Karmarka.
Whatever. Yeah. It's coming to Japan. So there you go. I don't know anything about this game, Eric. Do you know something about this one? It
It's a visual novel.
So you probably already played it, right?
No,
Oh.
it's I don't import visual novels since I don't read Japanese.
Well, you could still import them and play
Well, I
through.
could, but then I'd be like lost. There's like almost no point.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's move on to the next story from everybody's favorite website, Silconera. Code Realize Bouquet of Rainbows and Future Blessings Limited Editions revealed. So there you go. Let's see what's in it. Each of these limited editions starts with a physical copy of the game and decorative box. Here we go again with the fucking box. It will also come with 8 bromide character cards. I guess that's okay. 9 metal character pins. Who the fuck, unless you have
Pins, buttons, and stickers are the most useless things.
Well, they are unless you're a budtender. Then, I've noticed a lot of budtenders put buttons on their hats. If I get a job, I'm gonna put all kinds of buttons on my hat. Slagar's in
Did
chat.
you say butt tender?
Bud
That's an
tender.
actual profession?
How dare you?
Where do I apply?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about asses.
Slagar says good evening, and he's heading to the fridge as well for some beer. So there you go,
You're
right on.
not drinking alcohol, Slayer, is what I want to know.
Well, yeah,
It,
I mean,
I suppose it's his lifeblood now, because like otherwise you'd be dead.
exactly. Well, I mean, my lifeblood is like weed, so why can't people have alcohol as their lifeblood? I mean, Breakman's always drinking beer, so you
Maybe
know.
you're like Frankie from One Piece, and you operate on like weed,
Yeah,
like he does
exactly.
soda.
That's pretty much true. No question about it. Anyways, you'll get the bromide cards, the pins.
Actually, it's like you're secretly Bender, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Let's see. And a cloth featuring Lupin, Van Helsing, Victor, Impy, and Saint Germain. Saint
I like
Germain.
how they purposely misnamed all of their character, all these characters, so they wouldn't get sued by the original rights holders,
Of what?
or by the new rights holders,
Like
depending on.
Dracula? Is that what you're talking about? Like Van Helsing and all that
Yeah,
shit?
like Yeah, they slightly misspelled their name so that they can't be sued for using the exact spelling.
Isn't Dracula like public domain by now? Like, I thought Dracula
Yeah,
was like.
but actually, Dracula isn't a character in this.
Yeah.
Dr. Frankenstein is, though.
Yeah. Freak Five says he ordered from Newegg. Let's see. Every day when he got off work, the game wasn't there. He called, told he's going out with their next shipment. I was told this every day for 2 weeks. Damn, that
Actually, he's
sucks.
not a doctor, that's right. He's a student in that
Yeah.
book, but I think he's a doctor in this story for
Freak
whatever
Five,
reason.
I've never had a problem with Newegg, man. I like Newegg. They have like just weird, odd, cheap deals sometimes. Like you'll find cheap deals on Newegg from time to time. All right, Eric, next story.
I kind of pooped on them when they went like they raised the minimum for the free shipping.
Yeah,
But
well, I mean that's a sign of the times, dude. Inflation. All right, Eric, next story.
next story is about the Sandman, which is
What? No,
Oh
this
wait,
you
that's
skipped
right.
one.
I thought you mentioned Fear Effect already, but
No.
Fear Effect Sedna is set for March 2018.
Yeah, yeah.
It raised 1,700, yes, 1,700, no, 1,007 and 285 pounds, no, euros. I
Yeah,
didn't say
euros.
pounds here, but on Kickstarter, and it is coming out on March 6th, and it's going to cost you about $20. So don't expect a very long game.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit shorter than the original Fear Effect and its sequel.
Yeah.
But this looks like a completely different kind of game
It
than
is. It's
Fear
completely
Effects.
different. I don't. What, does people. St is.
Probably more of a Telltale's type of deal.
Yeah. People still like buy into Fear Effect. Like that game is like so irrelevant to me. Like I don't know how. Like this is a perfect
Revive this
example.
old IP because we own the studio now
Th
that made the original games.
Right. This is what I'm saying about raising money on Kickstarter. I mean, $107,000 for this piece of shit when, you know.
Don't forget that there's going to be a Fear Effect remake
Yeah,
on
I
Nintendo
know.
Switch,
Yeah.
PS4, and Xbox One PC.
Yeah, that, but that's separate. Like that, I don't know. This is the type of thing that really makes me angry. All right, let's move on to the next story. It's from Siliconera.
Yeah, but this is what I was telling you about. Like Square themselves didn't do the Kickstarter.
No, I
They
know, but
just have a
they.
platform for people to crowdfund.
No.
And then it's up to them whether or not they use Kickstarter or anything else.
Eric, they. Okay, if that was a Square Enix property, guess who gets the money for that Kickstarter? Square Enix. So it's a Square Enix Kickstarter, in essence. Next story comes to us from Siliconera. The Sandman tells an eerie story in a sleepy town. Sophie seems to be the only one having trouble sleeping in this eerie town where everyone has nodded off. But in her wakefulness, she'll find some dreadful things in the horror titled The Sandman. It's a horror narrative adventure game where players will guide Sophie on in her eerie journey through this creepy town. Players will need to find items and locations in order to attempt to survive this place, as well as carry out several action events that will test the player's reflexes and nerve. Should they fail, or even if they succeed, they will bear witness to many sickening acts of violence, aiming to churn the player's stomach. This adventure from the same series as The Crooked Man offers multiple endings as it takes the player on its discomforting journey.
How are you going to turn
I
somebody's
have to warn
stomach
people,
into
though,
those
that this.
graphics?
Hold on.
Sorry.
Hold on, Eric. What were you saying, Break?
How are you going to turn somebody's stomach with these graphics?
I'm sure
Well,
that maybe they'll make use of images.
okay, I find with these games, Breakman, actually it makes sense because these type of games you have to use your imagination way more than with like a modern like gaming engine, graphical engine. Like, when you see something that's just right in front of your face anyways, like let's say for instance like Evil Within or Resident Evil or any of the new games, like you see it and it is what it is. There's no it doesn't leave any room for imagination, right?
Corpse Party is a game
Yep.
that
Corpse Party
pretty
is
much
one.
uses the same engine as RPG Maker, which this game uses.
Yeah, yeah,
But
yeah.
And even the original PC release that doesn't have the assets from the PSV version did a good job at being gross.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, your imagination is always better than anything that, people can put on screen. So there you go. Sandman. I'm looking forward to it. I I'll probably play a game like this. It seems like something that
PC
that
I would dude.
Play. Well, if it comes to
unless they port it to Mac or something, because
I could play it on Mac.
But that won't be hard for them.
Nah, it wouldn't be hard, especially with a game probably small.
It'd be soft and
yeah. All right, Eric. Last story.
The last story is from Silicon Era, and it's about a game called it's about fighting through corrupted memories with ARPG Shadows of Her Past. Action RPG, I guess that's what that A is for. But Shadows of Her Past will have players fleeing tornadoes, lightning, icy blasts, and more as they fight their way through a series of corrupted memories to save a once-beloved queen.
Yeah.
And story, but using spells to deal with monsters and basically it's playing as a mage in Diablo.
Yeah, it looks interesting. It's definitely unpolished. Like, there's some polished work to be done on it. I think it's in beta right now, so hopefully they'll polish it up, and it looks interesting. I mean, anything Diablo related is to me okay. Like, anything that mirrors Diablo. Like, I played Diablo 3. I told you guys a few weeks back, and man, that game is really really good. So I'm down. I'm down for this. What about you, Break?
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
I agree with you.
Yeah, all right.
Not about a PS1 game, says Slegar.
Is that a PS1 game, he said?
Yeah, see, that looks like one.
Yeah, Slegar, for sure, man. Like, that's what I was saying. Like, they really need to polish it up, man, that for sure. All right, homie discounts.
I would have you preferred they just do 2D sprites.
Yeah. Homie discounts, there's a flash sale on the PSN that I saw with a bunch of cool stuff. Titanfall was $10. Off the top of my head, let's see, Titanfall 2 for $10.
Okay. I haven't played the one first.
Yeah,
I haven't played it.
I haven't played it either. It. Break. There's just a bunch. There's some Ubisoft stuff on Xbox. There's a 2K sale on Xbox, so if you're interested in the basketball games or the wrestling or any of the 2K stuff, they've got a heck of a deal on Xbox if you have gold. There's some other stuff. There's just a ton of stuff. Also, out now is Crazy Taxi, so if you haven't picked that up, if you have gold, pick up Crazy Taxi for free. And there's
they took out the Offspring songs, though.
Yeah. There is a Assassin's Creed game. It's not like any of the others. It's kind of like an action, I don't know, like isometric game out that's for free. So there's some good stuff for homie discounts this week. All right, any Twitter questions, Break?
Let me look, because I didn't think of actually checking earlier because I didn't see anything before, and yeah. I still don't see anything.
I wanted to ask a question.
What? What, Eric?
See, if you didn't find anything, then I wanted to ask a question.
What's
I didn't
question?
Find anything. Go ahead.
All right. Do you either of you remember a game called The Immortal?
Yes, I remember it.
That game was terrible because the controls were off.
Yeah, the controls suck.
And it gave you, no direction at all.
Yeah. Yeah, there was no I remember that game not being.
It was done. It was trying to be both an adventure game and an action game. It just didn't work.
Yeah, no, it didn't work. All right,
kind of reminds me of Black and White, which was trying to be more than one thing, and the controls were terrible. It was there were great gameplay ideas.
Yeah,
but the controls were terrible, and your monster didn't really behave ever.
Yeah. Yeah,
you just randomly eat people. Like,
you remember Solstice or Equinox?
I do remember those. Those were Genesis games.
Yeah,
Equinox was a Super Nintendo game, and
Super Nintendo, right?
Solstice was a Nintendo game.
Yeah. All right.
Wait, what am I thinking of then?
I don't know. What are you thinking of?
The Immortal was a Genesis game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Although I think that was originally a PC release.
Didn't that come out on Immortals came out on the Dreamcast too, didn't it?
No, I'm talking about The Immortal.
Yeah, I think that's the game.
It's a different game.
All right. All right, Breakman, what have you been playing, man?
All strategy games, actually. Ooh. Been playing Plants vs. Zombies, which is strategy and puzzle game, and South Park, which is they had new characters and they all quote things from the show and, you know, stuff like that. But it's good. It's actually a really good, like, one-on-one strategy game.
Yeah. Speaking of, I forgot to mention, for homie discount, South Park, Fractured Butthole is $30 on, I think both platforms, and they're having a huge, Ubisoft sale. So there's a bunch of, sales. Go ahead.
I want to put the what do you call that? The season pass on sale.
I'm sure it is.
Well, I don't know about that, because every time I see the South Park's on sale, it's not they don't have the season pass on sale.
I think I did see it on sale.
Okay, cool.
I don't think it was like a huge sale. I think they got like 10% off or something. Break, but
yeah, I don't know. Well, whatever.
Yeah,
just wait anyway. Yeah, but also, I'm sorry, you have more discounts?
No, I'm sorry, I interrupted. Go ahead.
No, okay. And then I've been playing a lot of Halo Wars too.
Yeah.
Which is a straight up strategy game, very reminiscent of like StarCraft and Warcraft.
Yeah,
that type of thing.
Yeah,
it looks, I mean, really, they ripped off the formula, put it in on a console, but they did it so well that it's like, okay, good.
Yeah, I think it looks really good. I'd like watching those games. Like, I can watch like competitive games like online and stuff, and I'm okay with it. I don't prefer playing those games, but to watch them is fun. I like watching them.
Yeah, I'm a lot better at like the blitz mode than I am at the like the long.
Yeah.
Like, cause some of those battles will go on for an hour and shit.
Yeah, a lot of them do, man. Freak5 says he's been playing Final Fantasy 15. I did pick up Final Fantasy 15 a while back. Freak5, I haven't played it much yet, so there you go. Halo RTS Slager says yeah.
Halo Wars. Well, Halo Wars 2.
Yeah, he says, like, is it like Command
and
Conquer?
Yeah, it's like Command and Conquer, but more, it really is like a ripoff of, like, Warcraft and StarCraft.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Command and Conquer is pretty similar.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still resource gathering and still, like, unit building. It's just, there's a different flow to the gameplay of a Command and Conquer game.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen video of Halo Wars. It looks all right. All right. Is that it, Rick?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Eric, what have you been playing?
Oh, I've been playing some more Radiant Story of Perfect Chronology. I say more, but I wasn't here last week, so.
Yeah.
So I've still been playing it, but the review should be up hopefully next week.
All right.
And some more Chaos Child. Hopefully I'll get a lot of quality time in this weekend, because I'm not going anywhere and seeing movies.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
I think the big glut of movies viewing is going to die down until Ready Player One comes out. And even though I'm not looking forward to that film, because I still think it's going to turn out to be a piece of shit.
Yeah, I think so too, Eric. I'm with you.
But I'm going to see it just to tell everybody how awful it is. Yeah. Especially since now I know the story because I saw the trailer. I mean, I never read the book, and people said the book was a good. It's like, you don't know what quality is, because this is a basic kids fight to save the internet from evil corporation who wants to control everything.
Actually, it's a little different than that, but I'm with you. I think,
mean, sure, it's more nuanced, but that's the basic plot.
I'm with you, Eric.
It's
I think it's corporations. I don't understand the whole
and plus the nostalgia baiting.
The nostalgia
baiting. Thank God for teenagers, man. If it wasn't for teenagers, evil corporations would always win.
It's like Scooby-Doo.
That's like every
Melly kids.
isn't that every Final Fantasy game ever? Like if it wasn't for the meddling teens, like, you know what I mean? Like, but I did see the commercial for that, and I was not impressed with that preview. Like, I have no desire to see Ready Player One. I mean, like you said it, Eric. It's nostalgia baiting. Like, I saw.
I want to see Wrinkle in Time. At the same time, I'd rather read the book, but maybe the movie will output what I read in the book into context. Because I could make barely heads or tails of the book because, unfortunately, we read the book in school and technically we didn't read it so much as it was read to us.
Yeah.
I want to see it, but it's not like high on the list of movies I want to see.
Yeah. Chaos Freak 5 says, I love the book, but the trailer makes it look like it's going to be wildly different than the book. Yeah, I'm guessing the book's going to be way better, Freak 5. The trailer made it look like some type of nostalgic action mashup. Like, it had like...
I read an excerpt of the book and just made me throw up because it was like basically Big Bang Theory, a bunch of references to old series, and it just made me want to barf and gouge my eyes out.
That aside, I mean, I guess that's kind of cool. It kind of has one of those cool factors of, like, you know, you see old shit. Like, I saw one trailer with Freddy Krueger in it and, like, you know, all these pop culture references.
I prefer that they're, like, using, like, real pop culture stuff as opposed to, like, making up their own fantasy, like, rip-off type characters and stuff that we've always seen movies do.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that it does that, too.
Well, I mean, like, Wreck-It Ralph.
Avatars for the characters and such.
Yeah. Well,
right,
I mean...
But I'm saying, like, Wreck-It Ralph did that, too, where they had, like, their own, like, made... game characters, but they also used a lot of characters.
But
too.
That Wreck-It Ralph,
which is fine. Ralph was just a decent movie, though.
Yeah. I like Wreck-It Ralph, man.
I like Wreck-It Ralph awesome. A lot, actually.
Yeah, I do.
And
too.
The sequel's gonna ruin it.
How dare you?
It's like coming out this year. I'm worried.
How dare you? The sequel is not gonna ruin it. Sequel's gonna
I haven't even seen a preview for it.
And it's just like, where do you go from the first movie? It ended on a pretty decent note, I guess.
It did end
like,
good.
Do we need a sequel?
Yes, we need more Wreck-It Ralph movies, man.
This is Disney. Have you not learned anything?
We had like a Monster Inc. sequel that was completely unnecessary.
Yeah, I did not terrible. Like that sequel.
And not to mention like any of the Cars films.
Yeah. All right, we're going to move on here, guys. I played Marvel Puzzle Quest. I also played a game called Mystic Bell. I'm about a third of the way done with that. It's just a platforming it's
I
a simple
a
game.
For that.
What, Mystic Bell? You did?
Yeah. Oh, was that like on your like Game Pass?
No, I bought it. It was half off.
Well,
like
you shouldn't have. It's not a bad game. It's just for what they're asking for, it's probably too much.
it was half off, dude. It was like $7.50. So I had the credit, so I bought it. But I'm enjoying it.
It's worth $5.
Yeah, I paid $7.50, dude. I mean, I'm okay with games like that. Like, it's all right. Like, you know, it's not. It's
my biggest
hard.
Problem with it is that it's more interested in being a fetch quest adventure game than it is in Metroidvania.
It is a fetch quest game. It's not difficult. It's not a Metroidvania. Like, if you're going into it thinking that you're going to get a Metroidvania, you're not. Dungeon Buster's in chat.
Like one, but it's not really.
Dungeon Buster's in chat. He said he played a lot of Monster Hunter World, probably way too much. That game looks incredible. I want to get that game, but I don't want to pay full price for it, man. I'm a cheapo. But he says he's now playing Kingdom Come Deliverance. I saw a video on Digital Foundry today, actually, on Kingdom Come Deliverance. I actually want to play that game. There's no magic. There's no dragons or anything like that, but it looks good. So, you know, let me know how it is, Dungeons, and if it's worth paying full price or what, because that's one that I've been kind of eyeing, but man, did I ever get fucking deals, guys. I'm the master of turning games into more games, I swear. Like, I bought Pillars of Eternity at GameStop and for $20, but then I turned around and I fucking sold it back to Bridget slapping over here. she was with me. I turned around and I sold that back to Target for like, what was it, $54 I got back. So I ended up getting like three games for one. I got Pillars of Eternity. I went back and bought Pillars of actually, I made Target price match GameStop. So I check this out. I returned Pillars of Eternity back to Target for $54. Then I turned around and made them price match another copy of Pillars of Eternity for $20. And then I bought, what was the other ones? It was Skyrim, because I love Skyrim so much, and it was on sale.
Maybe they should make a game where we're just conning people.
Oh, man. I fucking, like, I don't.
Retail stores.
I don't feel bad in the least doing that. I really don't. To Walmart, Target, all of them, they fucking, you know, have ripped me off so many times. So, you know, fuck them. Let's see. You can only do it so many times, too. So it's not like I do that throughout the year, guys. Don't get all hurt there, Break Man. but I did.
What were you pointing at me? I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you did. I'm looking at chat, you son of a bitch.
Frank's dick moves.
I know. But I did. I turned that game into Pillars of Eternity, Skyrim, and what was the last one, Bridget? Oh, fuck. If you don't remember, you were with me the entire time. It was Skyrim.
Whoa. You don't remember either. You're mad at her for not remembering?
Yeah, she's supposed to remember. Like, women always remember every fucking thing, man.
She's extra brain for remembering things.
How dare you guys making fun of me. But anyways, I got another game, too. I think it was... fuck, what was it? Bridget, can you see for me, please? Yes. Okay, thank you. She's going to check for
blind
me.
Blind to now.
but yeah, I got those three games, which I have not even opened because I don't have any room on my hard drive, like, at all. Like, I have
to... You got an external yet?
I'm going to get one as soon as I get my tax... taxes.
I'm probably just
going
to keep my tax return in my savings account just so I could pay off my... car.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's the best way to do it, man.
Yep, that's a good idea, man. But I'm, you know, I want to get some new games, but let me see. She's bringing them in right now. Hold on. Can you turn on light?
I got more from the state this year than I have in any other year.
I got.
They actually gave me 113.
That's awesome, man. I got.
I usually only get 20 from them.
I got Prey. That's what I got for the Xbox One. So, you know, that wasn't a bad deal.
Freaking chat says Bridget has an excuse not to remember. We know she is only Frank because he's drugged her.
How dare you, Freak Five? You're exiled, you son of a bitch.
I wonder what went on Ohio government to make them owe me more money than they ever have.
You know what? They fucking screwed me. Like last year I got so much money. This year not so much, but... they raised my fucking insurance. Like when I went to go get my meds, like they tripled, fucking triple, man. I was like, God damn, man, this is fucking bullshit. How dare you, Freak Five, you son of a bitch. Dungeon says Prey is good. You know what? I need some hints on how to play games like, Dishonored and what was the other one? Oh, Outlast I was playing. I'm not
hide.
Very
and get out and run when the things aren't there anymore.
Yeah, I mean that's what I gotta learn. I gotta fucking run.
So is Outlast just like a more intense version of of Penumbra slash whatever that other game was called?
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. Shit. Freak Five is talking about getting $2,000 from state this year. God damn, man. I've never gotten hardly any from state.
Really?
But I, yeah. From, one year I got
how
like.
How many hours at work do you put in to get that much?
Dude, one year I got like $8,000.
I only got federal. A little bit more from the federal. Like, yeah. I usually only get 200 from federal, and I got like 224. So I guessing the extra 10 hour weeks I worked near the end of the year probably did that.
Yeah. Dungeon, I picked up Dishonored, whatever that other game was in that series, and Dishonored 2 for like, I think it was like $20. So I think I got a good deal on those games. Because I'm gonna
like,
play those games.
It had a D in it. Or like Deliverance or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it was like I don't know what the second game was, but it was, I don't know. But yeah, I never lose patience, he says. I think that's what it is. I just got to be a little more patient. Outlast, though, is like stressful. Like Outlast is really stressful, man. It's like, man, like I don't know what to do in it. Like I'm, you know, whatever. All right, let's move on to reviews. I'm going to start with mine, Eric. We both have Black Panther on our list here, but I'm going to start with one kind of offbeat one. Cannibal Farm. This was when I first saw the preview for this, I thought it was going to be like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre kind of ripoff, but it ended up being really surprising. I was really surprised. The acting was good. It wasn't a low budget movie, which the trailer did not do that movie justice at all, man. Like whoever cut that trailer, should cut a different one, because Cannibal Farm is a movie everybody should watch. It's actually, if you love horror films, you'd love this movie. I'm not going to spoil it because there's lots of twists and turns in it. Good action, good kills, like some really fucking creative, good kills.
And that's what's all about.
Yeah. And just a good horror film in general, man. So I actually give Cannibal Farm an 8 out of 10. For a movie like that, man, like
is that a play on Animal Farm, by the way?
No, dude, when you see the trailer, you're gonna think like, oh, this is a Texas Chainsaw Massacre ripoff, but it is not that. Like, I highly recommend watching this movie. Is it
kind of like Mother, but
Kate Davies? Oh yeah, Kate Davies is in it. What was that?
I was going to ask if it was kind of like a Mother type of movie where it's just completely
disarming. No, it's a scary, it's a straight up horror movie. Like it's hard to explain without giving away plot, man. I really don't want to give away plot at all, to Cannibal Farm. Cause I want people to like watch it and appreciate it and feel good about watching it. It's a good movie. Like it's just a good, well-made movie. I guess the only real problem I had is one of the actors was an older English guy that, like, you could tell, like, he just has been involved in a lot of B-movie type movies and didn't quite have the acting chops of the other actors. But other than that, man, it's almost a perfect horror movie. But and then the other one, obviously, Black Panther. Eric, we are not going to spoil this movie. At all, okay?
Since Brake hasn't seen it yet.
Yeah. Well, nobody's had the chance to see it, but basically you and I, because I saw it yesterday just on a whim. But if you haven't seen Black Panther, like if you didn't go Thursday and you don't plan on seeing Black Panther, you should change your plans immediately. Black Panther...
It's the best James Bond movie ever. That's not James Bond.
A fucking great movie. I did not think that a movie could top something like Winter Soldier or Civil War, but for a standalone single.
I didn't think much of Civil War's plot.
I like Civil War a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
Well, how dare you break?
Talk bad about Civil War again?
No, I know. I like Civil War.
I didn't like it. It just said. So I wish they could have wrote the plot better.
Well, whatever, man. I liked it. Naysayers
must be punished.
I'm having a hard time thinking of a better Marvel movie, guys. Like, honestly, I can't.
I really like Spider-Man.
I thought
the superhero movies aren't good. They're entertaining and enjoyable.
I
think my favorite Marvel movie is still the first Avengers movie.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, not good. Script-wise.
I'm with you, Brake, man. Like, my pinnacle of Marvel movies was The Avengers, the first one. But, dude, I gotta say, man, this was better. Like, all the way around, man. Like, I can't think of, like, one glaring flaw in this movie at all.
I can think of one.
Well, I can't. Like, what was
your... Basically, he fights an evil version of himself. That's a tropey.
Oh, dude. Come on, man.
No, it's not a spoiler, dude. Don't worry about that, man. It's not a spoiler. No spoilers. It's a movie that you can take your kids to. It's a movie that you can get a lot of as an adult. It had action. It had empowerment of women. You want to talk about a movie that empowers women? This movie right here has that in spades. So
the most progressive Marvel movie, at least.
It's a very progressive movie. It doesn't hit you over the head with a social message like what people are saying online, it does not do that. It does not hit you over the head with
that. Most people are insane and racist anyway.
Yeah, and if you're listening to any of that, like, do yourself a favor. Just go see this movie. It's fucking awesome. It to me, it's a perfect, almost a perfect movie in every sense of the word. I am giving it a fucking 10 out of 10. Bridget was on me. She was
giving it a 9.5.
9.5, yeah, that's a good score. Bridget was like on me. She wanted to know what my score.
I'm probably saving 10 for Infinity War.
Oh man, well, I'll probably. Infinity War is shaping up to be good too, man.
No, I'll probably give the first one a 9.5, and then I'll give it a 10 out of 10 just for being complete at that point.
How about you watch the movie and just base it on its merit?
Well, that too, but yeah. Like if it ends up meeting those expectations, that's what I'd give it.
Well, I mean, I can't see a reason not to give Black Panther a 10 out of 10, man. It was exciting. It was exhilarating. It had a good plot, had good villains. It had, man, holy cow.
I kind of wish there were a lot more people in the theater that I went to.
Yeah, well.
When I saw it.
All I can say, it was a great movie, man. There was no question. Shit
ticket prices with 3D glasses.
I wouldn't worry about the sales figures. According to what I've seen online, it's breaking records.
So far, so good. 25 million. It's second most all time to for a Thursday preview. The other one was Ultron, Avengers Ultron. But yeah, it's doing really good. I saw a preview for...
I'll tell you what is sad, though.
What?
And those are the movies I'm reviewing. But
okay, hang on. I did see a preview for Ant-Man and the Wasp. That looks fantastic, man. That looks really good. Dungeon says MCU's been hitting a lot of home runs. There's no question, Dungeon. They're doing it right, man. Infinity War, Ant-Man and the Wasp, which I talked about. Stop printing money before you ruin it for everyone. Exactly. They're doing it right. You know one movie that I'm not looking forward to seeing that I thought I was going to really like, but now that I've seen the preview, I'm like kind of indifferent on it, and I probably still will see it, is Han Solo. Saw another preview for it, and I have to say I'm not super impressed right now, so... I'm hoping that the movie just blows my expectations out of the water, because I'm with you, Breakman. I like to see event.
No, not as much as I do. You don't like Star Wars as much as I do.
No, I don't. But I do like Star Wars, man.
But I really want to see Danny Glover as Han Solo or
that,
Lando. As Lando. Damn.
Yeah. See,
like in the previews, he's got that. He's kind of got that swagger, so I want to see him in the movie. I think he might nail it.
That might
I
be.
Think, I don't think the person they picked for Solo is that great looking.
Well,
I don't think he could pull it off.
Well, we'll see, dude. I'm gonna give it a chance. But,
the trailer for that.
But Lando is the reason for sure for me right now.
Yeah, for me right now, he's definitely a reason.
Make a spinoff of Lando next.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. That'd be cool.
They've been talking for a while about doing an Obi-Wan, and I hope they get Ewan McGregor. Because if they don't, I don't know if I want
to. I think he is cast as Obi-Wan in the Obi-Wan movie. I'm pretty sure that I saw that break. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
I mean, he's been like a long rumored to be attached to it, but so far I don't think they've actually truly like set in stone that there's going to be one.
Slagar says I thought there was a Lando series coming out. I don't know.
Disney recently announced that they're going to be doing several TV shows.
Yeah,
several is what they said. So I don't know what's going on.
I'm sure they're going to milk that Star Wars cast.
Yeah, that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
Disney's doing what George Lucas should have done.
Yep, I agree.
Milk the fuck out of Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Eric, go ahead with your...
Actually, that would probably have been a bad idea because they would have all been terrible.
Yeah. All right, Eric, let's go with your other reviews.
Here's the sad thing about these movies. I was the only one to see Nanaha.
Aww.
So I'm probably the only ticket that sold, which is sad.
Oh, that really sucks.
And besides, like, at least three other people, there were only, like, me and, like, four people. Yeah, a guy and his son and, like, two other people. Mazinger.
Was it good?
Yeah, they were both good movies.
Yeah.
But that's why it's sad, because it should have sold more. Yeah. Both of them should have sold more.
Maybe they'll do better, you know, DVD.
Video. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know when they'll do a video release for these, but maybe they'll stream them on Crunchyroll eventually. Yeah. But I don't know how I would end up on Amazon, which is the first movie I'm going to review. But this is Magical Girl Lyrical Nanoha Reflection, which is technically part one. It doesn't mention that anywhere in the title. So it's a surprise cliffhanger if you hadn't read it beforehand to know that was a part two deal.
Yeah.
Two-part deal. But it is the sequel to the second season of this, or rather series, because it does have a different name. It's A's for some reason. They never explain what the A's and the AIM stands for. It's just there. But it takes place 2 years after the events of the second season, but 4 years before the events of the third season, which has a completely different cast, but with the original cast being like support and backup and teacher, master student relationship type of stuff. But I have to talk about the series a little bit first before I get into the movie. But it's about a girl named Naha who found a mage. Well, she didn't know at the time because they had transformed themselves into a ferret-looking creature, and she ended up taking care of it, finding out that they're actually mage from another planet, and she gets involved in a struggle there because some crazy mage lady is trying to resurrect her daughter who died, and she ends up fighting the clone of that daughter. But the second season's about they became friends, and now they have to deal with a new problem, but I won't spoil that season. But the first season of the series felt more like an introduction than the second season felt like a proper show. But the level of like quality and action I was looking forward to in the series wasn't really met, and this movie seeks to address that, because like it's the original series released back in 2004, but this movie came out like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
In Japan, but so it's a lot more modern, and they've actually redesigned all the characters. They definitely look more moe, not digipaint era days, and the characters look less generic. And it's actually nice, although some of the other characters look like they've de-aged, but in reality, they just being given more realistic proportions.
Yeah.
Some of the bigger-breasted characters aren't as large-breasted in this one. But
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
But Break. So the girls are in fifth grade now.
Oh, I'm sorry. What now? They were
in yeah, the fourth grade. Yeah.
Damn.
We go in from third grade to fifth grade. But the third series has
smaller. What?
No, I'm talking about like other characters, other older characters.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I was
the characters really, like younger now for some reason.
Okay, I was just like, in Japan, like your over sexualization of young girls has gone way too far.
Yeah. All right. So, the movie, was the movie good, Eric?
The movie's really good. It's like has a lot of action, and it's a lot more dark the series as a whole isn't afraid to show blood, because that's something that typically doesn't happen in a Magic Girl series.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's like halfway in terms of like how dark it is, it's halfway in between something like Cardcaptor Sakura, which is totally saccharinely sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got on the other end you've got Madoka, which is turns the Magical Girl genre on its head and makes it super dark. But that show's not particularly bloody. I mean, this show isn't afraid to show blood. Because, like, this girl shoots herself and her sister with a gun just to escape them.
Wow.
That's
pretty dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what are you giving this movie, Eric?
I'm giving it 9.5.
Oh, wow. That good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And anyways, on to the other movie, Mazinger Z Infinity, which is a sequel to the original Mazinger Z story, or rather, probably its reboot series, Mazinger Z Impact. It has a different name up here, and Yeah, Mazinger Edition Z, The Impact, which is a reboot of the original, like, 75 series or whatever it was when it was launched back then. But I think the U.S. got the show in 85. So, like, there's a 10-year gap there. But, oh, well. This is, like, an anime series that's well-known for being influential in the robot genre because it was the first manga, because it was originally a Go and a Guy manga that featured a pilot who piloted a mech from the inside of the mech. Although in this case, it's like he pilots a like little flying helicopter like thing, and then it attaches to the head, and that's how he pilots the giant robot.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not gonna get into too much of the plot details because I don't know the original plot of the Mazinger Z because I haven't seen it because it hasn't been widely available in English for a long time. But I am gonna go back and check out the original the reboot series, which is on Crunchyroll, along with Majin Kaiser reboot.
So what are you giving Mazinger Z Infinity, Eric?
I'm giving it a 9. It's super cheesy as hell, but like. That's why I like it. think Power Rangers, but without, you know, Power Rangers. But, like, but the super robot part.
Okay.
I'm down with that. Yeah. I think the kids were the worst part of that show. Yeah. I'm down for the cheesy shit. That's fine.
Anyways, the other claim to... Since this is no Go Nagai joint, the claim to fame, the Mazinger, is... It, for its absolute ridiculousness, is that like there are attacks that like they'll shout the names of the attacks of their attacks, which are stupidly named like Hell Thunder and Hellfire and like Dr. Hell. It's like stupid names like that, but well, like that'd be easy for a kid because it is a kid show for kids to remember, but it's still ridiculous. But but not only that, but there's like weird attacks like breast missile and breast fire.
Breast fire.
It's like yes, oh, I like yes, that. They actually shoot it out of their chest cavity.
That reminds me of a lot of the old anime that used to have names like that, like Fire Sun or you know just stupid shit like that. So all right, 9 out of 10. So make sure and catch those movies when they come out on DVD, I guess. All right, let's move on to Stinkos. Breakman, do you have a Stinko this week?
I think we probably all have the same Stinko.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much clear across the board. So let's go ahead and talk about it because it's mine too, Break.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. The horrible, the shooting in another school.
Yeah.
This one was the most calculating and you know probably the coldest shit I've ever even heard of or seen. Basically, he set it up so he went into the school where he pulled the alarm clock, knowing that or not the alarm clock, Jesus,
the alarm
pulled the
clock.
Fire alarm,
yeah.
Knowing that they had done the fire drill earlier in the day, so he was expecting them to be prepared to do the fire drill. And as people were coming out, he started shooting people.
Yeah.
But that that alone was, you know, a terrible thing. Him shooting students and teachers alike. Then his plan was to blend into the crowd.
Yeah.
And he did. Yeah. He blended in and he escaped and they didn't catch him until a couple hours later. He went to Subway and McDonald's before he was caught.
Yeah. Here's the thing, like this is the big elephant in the room, and
he planned this out perfectly, and yeah,
it's super depressing, Breakman. But I don't know what it's gonna take. What is it gonna take for lawmakers to actually like start thinking about gun control? We are the only, and I'm telling you, the only country that has this bad of a problem. And it's by miles. It's not. It's
because there are so many people who are going to fight that no matter what.
No, but here's the thing, Break. Like the we are on the opposite end of the spectrum when it comes to mass shootings. Like we have more mass shootings
Right. I'm not like disagreeing with you on any of that stuff. I'm saying that there are people who will adamantly fight you on this and saying that no, it's not the guns, no, it's the person.
Here's the
thing. You know, I do agree with, but at the time we don't deal with mental illness, so maybe we can deal with the guns.
All right, here's the thing, Brake. Like this is the point I was trying to make. Let me make this point.
I'm sorry.
I
get heated about this stuff.
I know. So do I, man.
This is my 50 Shades.
Yeah. Your 50 Shades.
It's in the Eric. Never mind. Here's
the thing.
Maybe we'll get into that after.
Here's the thing. The United States is like on the complete opposite of the spectrum, not just versus one country. You could take the second country for mass shootings, right? Actually, let's go one step further. You could add every single other country's mass shootings, and it does not equal how many mass shootings we have in the United States year after fucking year after fucking year. And it's always the same story, right? You get a mass shooting, then you get Republicans and Democrats alike that come out and say, my thoughts and prayers are with the victims, which, you know what? I don't care if you're religious or not, but thoughts and prayers don't fucking do anything. You know what does things? Laws and legislation. That's what should come out of the mouth of every Republican and Democrat.
They won't ever do it, though.
I know
they're
they won't.
They're in too love with money.
I know they won't, and I'll get into that, Eric, but let me finish this point.
It's not necessarily – well, I mean, yes, it is always money, but I'm saying there are a lot of people that no matter what, the gun is not to blame.
No, but here's the thing. It is the guns. If you don't –
Right. I'm not arguing with you, Frank. I'm telling you there are too many people.
I know.
They'll go back to the mental health issue, but then –
That's
the same
also
time,
a problem.
But hold on. Let me finish. Talking about mental health, Republicans like to say it's mental health, but then
– They never
– Where's any action on mental health?
I've seen more Republicans try to defend the shooter.
Right. Here's the thing, okay? All kinds of bullshit comes out, but it's always the same thing. Mass shooting, politicians, thoughts and prayers, and we wait till the next one. That's the same cycle over and over. Instead of politicians saying, okay, laws and legislation, that we can't even get bump stocks banned.
What? And not only that, my biggest thing is the assault rifle.
Yeah.
He used an assault rifle. Again, assault rifle was used. What is the point of having an assault rifle? Defend your amendment rights to bear arms,
yes.
Whatever.
Yes.
What is the point of an assault rifle other than to kill people?
There's no question.
You don't use it for hunting?
That's right.
You can't use it. I mean, if you're are using it to defend your home?
Yep.
I don't think you need to use an automatic rifle to defend your home.
I'm gonna.
The U.S. is constantly at war domestically.
I'm gonna point you. Okay, do you guys remember the Las Vegas shooting? That was what, 2-3 months ago? You that horrible. 50 people were affected by that. Do you remember like the Las Vegas shooting?
No, I've
right?
completely forgotten.
Okay, it happened.
No, Frank. Of course we remember.
Yeah, of course. There was a country music musician that was in that festival, right? He was adamant. He was a big time Second Amendment rights activist, right? Like he preached it. Like he would say it in concerts. He would say it in interviews, you know, Second Amendment, Second Amendment, Second Amendment. But he said, we were fucking powerless. We all had guns on the bus. Every one of us had a licensed gun, concealed, unconcealed, whatever. They had all the permits, but they were all petrified and couldn't touch their guns. You know why? Not because they wouldn't get the guns and maybe defend themselves against this shooter, but what if the cops caught them with that gun while this was going on? Do you think the cops would have discriminated and not shot them dead? No, they would have shot them. They were terrified. There is no reason. So if anybody comes up to me and talks about gun protection, like they want the gun to protect themselves in like a home invasion or something, I'm going to call fucking bullshit on it. Because if you're a responsible gun owner, you have it in a fucking locked box, right? By the time you open that fucking locked box, you're going to be fucking dead. So there's no fucking reason. I've lived my entire life without a fucking gun. I love shooting. I'm a very good shot. But I don't have a gun because it makes no sense for me to have one.
The thing is, I know a lot of people who own guns. Yeah. But they all own handguns or rifles.
Yeah.
None of them all own assault rifles. If your dad has an assault rifle?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, there's no reason for it.
I don't think so. Like, I was talking to him the other day about him.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Like, he definitely agrees with me on the assault rifles.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go hunting with an assault rifle. Like, there's no, the point of an assault rifle is to kill people.
Yeah.
You're saying you want to defend yourself from the government.
Right.
Or the government, and then they'll come and take your guns. You want to kill people. That's the point of having an assault rifle.
Right. And then
you're looking for a reason.
There's a lot of things attached with this.
If Mrs. Brayman said they're pro-life but pro-guns.
Oh, my God. Like, really? Like, seriously. Like, that's weird. Like, Dungeon Buster saying...
They're not pro-life either because they fail at that regard.
Right. Here's the thing. Dungeon Buster says... there's so many components to this that we don't have a lot of time to talk about it, but Dungeon Buster says another congressman blamed video games for the shooting this morning when he was interviewed by NPR.
That was a Republican asshole from Kentucky.
Yes, everything
is... I can't remember his name as well.
Everything is an excuse, right? They want to blame everybody but the main culprit in the room, which is the fucking gun that the guy had. That's the whole gist of it right there. If there was better gun control, maybe he wouldn't have had that gun, right? And if you look at the statistics bear it out. We're the only we have more guns in this country than we have people. Isn't that weird? That it's no wonder
But if you look at it statistically, it's a small fraction of people that own a magnitude of the guns.
Well,
it's a small fraction of people that own multiple, like, vast amounts of guns.
Yeah, but here's like the point I'm trying to make, Brake, is there's more guns here. Like, if you take
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying
I know
as far as like the assault rifles and the those types of guns, like those are mostly owned by like a certain.
Yeah, no, I get it. And this guy, like, there was a stupid story by this website. I don't want to name it. It's a fucking right-wing nut job website that was saying that the shooter was Hispanic and that blacks are more disproportionately shoot people than other, which is absolute horseshit. The actual statistics bear it out that it's equal clear across the board. Nobody wants to talk about two things, gun control and mental illness. Those are the two things that they could easily come up with laws. But I know the main reason why politicians won't. It's because the fucking NRA donates so much money to politicians. I think I saw the statistics today. In the last year, 5.9 million went to politicians just from the NRA account. That doesn't count all the gun lobbying and gun makers and all that stuff. We have
that also doesn't count the trips and,
right,
and the perks.
Right. Well,
that's just money.
There's a congressman here. His name is Cory Gardner. I think I've talked about him on this show before. He alone made $3.8 million from gun lobbyists. So you think he's going to vote for any type of gun control whatsoever? No. They're beholding – it's what I talk about all the time on this show. You get the money out of politics and maybe you got a shot at actually getting some really good legislation, because then people are voting their conscience. They're not voting for their fucking donors.
Lobbying, please.
Yes. Get the money out of politics and we don't have these problems. Then we can talk about serious issues like gun control and, you know, and I'm not talking – look, gun control doesn't mean let's take away your Second Amendment rights, right? Right. All it means is...
In some cases, I wish we didn't have guns at all. I wish guns were banned.
Look, I'm...
Like Japan does.
Guns and swords. I wish we lived in a world where guns were never made. The problem is...
I agree.
They were.
They were made, and they'll always be here.
The biggest problem is they were, and...
Yeah.
We have to live in this world, and we need to learn how to navigate it without... Yeah.
And I want
going to lengths to kill each other like that right. asshole did.
I hope
in Florida.
Number one, the shooter was a white nationalist. His last name was Cruz, and they tried to make it that he was a Hispanic guy, but that is not true. He was adopted. So any website that portrays that this guy was Hispanic is fucking lying out their ass. And I'll call them out every fucking time.
And other places that will report will say stuff like, "Oh, the man was with a group," but they won't mention it was a white supremacist.
Right, and that's stupid too. Let's call spades a spade, right? Let's start.
And then he was. And this is terrorism, and they won't call him a terrorist.
You know, I think money out of politics is the main issue. Then second issue is let's start funding fucking mental illness issues. And
that is something that needs to have been done a long time ago. We need to start taking mental health seriously. Yeah.
And we need
because this kid would have been rooted out as somebody maybe. Who was not eligible to get a hold of any gun.
Well, how about like maybe? Well,
I mean, he was everyone who's dealt with him has said he had anger issues at this point. He was kicked out of the school, and that's why he went back to it.
Yeah, no, it's revenge. Stupid. I want to get to Freak 5 here. He says his stinko is that his friend's been having health problems. He's trying to raise money to get help get his problems fixed. If you go to the Zombies Anonymous Facebook page, he shared his story and link if anybody wants to donate. So make sure you go.
Absolutely disgusting to me.
Hang on.
Live in a country,
Eric,
where people have to crowdfund to get healthcare because our own healthcare system is garbage and won't get fixed.
Right, that's absolutely correct. You're right.
It is a moral failing, and I don't feel the United States is a civilized country. Because
I agree.
If we were a civilized country, we'd take care of our fucking citizens.
I agree. That guy should never have to worry about health problems. Freak 5, we wish the best for your friend. Go to the Zombies Anonymous Facebook page and, you know, hit that link. I mean, in lieu of not having healthcare, that's the best we can do is fucking crowdfund. You know, it's sad, but you're right. I mean, we have to do stuff like that.
I hate what America's become.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of good, but there's a lot of bad here, man. And those are two bad things.
I hate all the monkeys that voted these fucking other monkeys.
Yeah, see, look, this is what we've been talking about a long time, Freak 5. We've got to do something about healthcare, and it's a pretty easy, simple solution. Healthcare for all, Medicare for all. Yes, you'll pay more taxes, but you won't have to pay healthcare, which will put more money in your fucking pocket. That's what people don't understand.
It's not like having universal healthcare would somehow eliminate private healthcare. If you still want to pay private healthcare for whatever goddamn reason, you can.
Yeah. It's like
people don't understand. It's like they don't understand that diversity equals more, not less.
I think the main problem is money and politics. I'll say it till the day I die. It'll probably never get...
No question. But still, it's like a thing people have a problem with. They like...
Yeah.
They don't understand inclusion needs. I mean, plus when you have less,
when you have legalized bribes that dictate legislation, then it never works. It never will work. We'll never get a solution to these mass shootings. We'll never get a solution to healthcare until we get money out of politics. I mean, seriously, they just can't vote on it. So
they refuse to vote on most anything. Yes. Which is what I'm talking about in chat right now.
Yep.
It's almost just we have to bribe them to do the right thing.
Which is why presidents make so many they make those executive decisions, which is what a lot of – when they talk about what what Trump is rolling back and getting rid of, it's really – he's getting rid of what Obama did because they're not official laws. They were never passed by Congress.
Yeah.
So they're easy to get rid of.
Yeah. Well,
and it's because our Congress refuses to do anything.
It's like the DACA shit, man. What is it? 70% of the country is like on DACA, the DACA recipient side. They want those people here. They're good citizens.
I wonder who donates against that. Who are the people that donate against that stuff?
No, it's not that people donate against it, Brake. It's that the Republicans use that as a fucking leverage tool. Always. Like, there should be no leverage tool. It should be just, this is the DACA bill. We're done with it. Okay, we both agree. It's bipartisan. The majority of the country wants these citizens here because they're good citizens. They do good work. That, you know, I'm not saying every single one of them is perfect, but the vast majority of them are even better citizens than our own citizens. So why shouldn't they be here? They're shining examples of what this country is all about. This country was built on immigration. I know people don't want to talk about that, but this country was built on immigration. Yeah, exactly. It's like that piece of shit, what's his name, Stephen Miller. He's such a fucking, oh, God, that guy is one of the worst in Washington right now. They were
that sucks because his band is good.
They were talking about the Statue of Liberty, and they were bringing up to him that there was a poem on there, you know, bring us your huddled masses, you know, however that long poem goes. And he was like disputing that. He's like, that was after that came after, which is true, but so what? That's what the Statue of Liberty is, a beacon for immigrants. You know what I mean? That's what the Statue of Liberty is put there for. It's for
I got a homie discount for you.
Okay, hang on, Eric. Let me finish, dude, before you come in. That's fine.
Yeah, that's a really awkward segue for
you. Yeah, I know, man. All right, what's your homie?
No, it's like I kept feeling like if we kept talking about this, we'll be at it all night. But
what's your homie discount, Eric?
Homie discount is you can get I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream for $1.39 on Steam right now.
Oh, sweet. Cool.
$49, sorry.
That's a great deal. If you haven't played that game, play it. It's a great game.
Like $6.
Yeah, it's a great game. All right, let's move on to Sweetos. I've got a Sweeto for the age that I'll talk about, ages that I'll talk about here in a second. But Brake, what's your Sweeto?
I'm going to Florida in less than a week.
Oh, shit. Are you
going to
be
Do you want to go to Florida?
No, he's going to Florida.
No, I'm going to Florida. I'm going on vacation.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm asking, like, is it a good idea to go to Florida?
Hell yeah, it's a good idea for vacation. I'd go to Florida in a second.
Shooting with everything.
Fire ants what? Be damned. I'll
what's
be there.
What's wrong with Florida?
Florida's a weird state unless you go to the
resort. I know. I've been there a couple times.
Yeah. But, yeah. Fuck yeah,
Florida, sunny man. Beaches, warm weather.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, no, I'm with you, Brake. I'm with you. Sweet. That you're
unless studio. You get a hurricane, then you're fucked.
He's right. Not gonna get a.
I'm not going in hurricane season.
Yeah,
hurricane season's over with. All right, Eric. I'm going down there when it's gonna be colder up here, and it'll be warmer down there.
Yeah, Dungeon says Universal Studios, Harry Potter Land. Man, there you go.
I've never been to Universal. I've been to Disney World.
Universal's fun. It's fun. I went to the one in California. It's fun time. Eric, you're Sweeto if you have one.
Before you get like, I want to go to Disney World when they add the Star Wars attractions.
I guess seeing two movies that I didn't think I'd be able to see.
Yeah, there you go. Which ones? The Black Panther?
No.
Oh, the Magical Girl.
I can see that anywhere. Yeah. But I'm talking about the Nana and the Mazinger Z films.
Oh, this is a cool one. Freak5 says for Valentine's Day, he got Mrs. Freak a harp shaped box with jerky in it. I'd take that. Beef jerky. Awesome.
Squid jerky.
Yeah. All right, here we go. My Sweeto, guys. This is a good one. I call this the windmill story. So anyways, I'm laying down with Bridget, right? And we're just chilling. We're watching a movie called The Windmill. It's a horror movie, and it's actually a really good horror movie. You guys should check it out. But we were looking, and there was like an actual windmill in the story, and Bridget's like, yeah, that's from that country, right? And I'm like, yeah, it's Dutch. And she goes, oh, she's laughing. Look at her. She's laughing already. And I'm
country. Goes,
yeah. I'm just saying, hold on. I said it's Dutch. I was like in Holland, right? And she's like, oh, yeah. And then I go, you know, like Amsterdam, you know, like Amsterdam, Holland, Amsterdam, you know, weed, you know, stuff like that. And we had just got done smoking a bunch of weed. But anyways, well, I did. She smoked like...
You got the name because you got high.
Well, I didn't. I I'm good when I smoke. But anyways, so she goes...
That's probably the only time your memory works.
Yeah, so she goes, oh, like Amsterdam. And I'm
Hamster.
Like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, yeah, Bridget, like Hamsterdam.
So now I want Hamsterdam to be a thing. And,
oh, dude,
just be full of hamsters,
dude. So I immediately, like, I couldn't let that go. So I went immediately online and I found like a picture of a hamster smoking weed on a bicycle, and I showed it to her. Yeah, Hamsterdam, man, for sure. Yep.
Bridget. Was this Hamtaro?
No, Amsterdam for sure, man. That to me, we laughed and laughed and laughed because she was like, oh man, like she was, yeah. There you go, Amsterdam, guys. It's the name of this episode, Amsterdam. But that was my sweet o of the week is telling Bridget about where windmills originated, and it ended up being Amsterdam. So there you go, that's one for you guys. Amsterdam. Liquid butterscotch. What are you guys talking? Butter beer? What? Dungeon Buster's talking about butter beer. It tastes like liquid butterscotch.
Like Harry Potter butter beer is he referring to.
Sounds kind of good. I would drink it for sure.
He said it's not a beer, though. So
no.
I don't know what I mean.
No. Root beer.
More like root beer. That's good. But like the Coney Island.
I don't know about
beer.
Butterscotch drink.
But there you go. So
not your dad's root beer.
All right,
butterscotch.
Free for all. What do you guys want to talk about? Let's do it.
he said sorry.
Sorry. All right, let's talk. Do we have any more seven myths?
It's all a weird thing, like caramel soda. It's like,
yeah. Freak Five says his new job is starting.
Caramel, but I don't know about soda.
That's awesome, Freak Five. He says his new job is starting him at a little more than a dollar less than he was making. At least you're working again, dude. That's pretty cool. All right, we have any myths that we didn't go over? Gaming myths, Eric, that we could talk about?
I didn't realize it was a drink for kids. I'm sorry.
We got another one this week.
Okay, what is it?
Again. The Zelda timeline makes sense. No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
it's
it
stupid.
Does not. Yeah. The Zelda time. Yeah, no, the Zelda timeline makes
games sense. Are gonna keep screwing up the timeline, so don't bother trying to maintain it anymore, Nintendo.
It's not even that. Like, who cares? Like, at this point, like, Zelda's such a thing on its own. It doesn't really need. We don't need to make sense of the timeline anymore. They should just, you know.
Here's how to make sense of the timeline. It's called Legend of Zelda, and legends get obfuscated over
time.
Yeah,
exactly. They do. Actually, that would be a good way of kind of doing that, is to just say that, you know, over
probably
time.
Probably just do multiverse like everything is doing now.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
Which I wouldn't mind, actually, a multiverse Zelda story.
Yeah. No, that would be cool. Like a alternate universe Zelda, maybe a darker.
They've kind of already done that, but they haven't really dived headfirst into it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, do one, like, maybe, like, in the tone of, like, Majora's Mask and make it all dark and, you know, like, more mature-oriented, I guess. But there you go. So that's I think that's going to do it for this week. Unless you guys got anything else you want to talk about. Breakman, you have anything else you want
beach,
to talk about?
Beach, sunshine, warmth.
So,
I'm going to get to wear shorts again.
Are you, Break, are you going to do grinders or are you going to be absent of grinders next week?
I would imagine not. I'm going to be there for the next couple Fridays. I won't be back until sometime in early March.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if I'll be available for either.
Okay. No worries, man.
I would say more than likely not.
Yeah.
But maybe. Yeah.
All right.
Maybe something will happen.
No worries, man. Maybe I'll get a phone splitter and we'll have Bridget talking about her Amsterdam experience. but anyways.
He said, wow, long stay. Well, we've got stuff that I'm going to stay with a friend who used to live up here, and we've got a bunch of his stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
I know!
Wow. Yeah, there's something I could have mentioned in the news that I forgot to put in there ahead of time, because
what's that?
I had to do a bunch of stupid bullshit, but I didn't have time to put it up. But there's going to be a PC port of Senran Kagura Peach Beat Splash.
Okay, there you go.
I think March 7th is the release date.
Yeah.
That's cool, but could I finish what I was saying?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, break.
Anyways, I was going to get a bunch of his stuff. And I was we're driving down there because we had a bunch of his stuff that we're taking to him.
That's cool, man.
So I'm staying down there in Tampa. Ooh. And I can't remember anything else I was going to say because, yeah. What?
Tampa should be fun, man. That's going to be cool.
A friend of mine and Mrs. Breakman's brother, she's like, why can't you say it's my brother? I don't know. I don't know. Can I play with your butt?
Can I play with your butt?
Nothing.
Hey, Break, in addition to the lead up to Mega Man 11, do you want to do like a Mega Man X like retrospective podcast?
Let's see how the other ones go first.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's see. Freak Fight says maybe he'll replace you. Break. So he took your gerb.
Oh, you took my gerb.
I wonder if someone's gonna take Mug's gerb in this podcast.
I think we're doing all right. Three person show.
Is there any way like he can like have a vacation day? You can come on here.
Dude, you guys talk to him. Like I very rarely see Mug. Like,
How can we? Doesn't have to. He's.
Oh, yeah, he's off of Twitter now.
Social media.
Yeah, he's off of Twitter. I don't know what to tell you guys.
Honestly. Oh, yeah, he's probably going to leave Facebook soon, too. Yeah,
I don't know what to tell you guys. Like, I'm not his keeper. You know, I just do what I do. But this, I love this time slot. I love Fridays because sometimes I can do GDP afterwards and stuff, you know. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about it. Next time I see him, I'll talk to him about getting back on the show. I mean, especially for 500, like how can we not have Mug on for episode 500? But anyways, I think that's going to do it for this week's show, guys. What do you think? Anything else you guys have on your mind you want to talk about, or are we good to go?
Only that Mr. Chaos Freak is doing some inappropriate questions.
Oh, is he? Can I play with Ms. Breakman, he said? Oh, Ms. Breakman's butt. There you go. Yeah, I'd say that's a no, because I got dibs. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Yep, you guys can say whatever, because I don't care.
Bridget's here hitting me.
Actually happening for me. So
yeah, there whatever. You go.
Go ahead.
There you go. All right. Let's go with Breakman. Let's do your plugs, man. Breakman, plugs, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about Mrs. Breakman's butt. you follow me at break_man on the Twitter and at RP Grinders.
Breakman's having sex.
And get Pandalicious and Kaijudo.
I don't know about Kaijudo.
Yeah, Kaijudo will not. He refuses.
Yeah, no on Kaijudo.
He,
but
he really does not like Frank.
Yeah, I don't know why, man. Like, I have no idea.
Kaijudo, that's enough. Yeah. To know that.
I don't think anybody worries about Kaijudo.
I think Kaijudo is too crazy for us.
Kaijudo is like, you know, like he thinks like I'm the devil or something. Like I did nothing to the guy, like at all, But Pandalicious, most likely, you know, Panda and Mug, I think, will be
Return of Thermonica.
Don't forget, and see if you can get Stealth.
Stealth. Yeah, Stealth might be a good one to get. We'll see.
Vincent, too?
That would probably be a no. I'd rather have Panda, I think. I mean, I love Vincent, but, you know.
He wouldn't show up anyways.
Yeah. Probably Panda and Mug would be the best.
I think Stealth would show up for an episode.
I don't know about that either.
Yeah, I don't know. Stealth's got
more likely, but.
Freak 5 says, I am the devil. Thank you. Freak 5,
he's Asmodeus, remember?
All right. Yeah, I am. I'm Asmodeus. So there you go. All right. I think that's going to do it. Breakman, you did your plugs. Eric, your plugs.
I'm going to plug sites I've written for, like BostonBastardBigEye.com, TotallyGN.com, VogNetwork.com, and HonestGamers.com.
Yeah.
You can see the reviews I've written on those sites. And I've got a Patreon that you can donate to me if you feel like what I've written is worth seeing more of.
Yeah.
I mean, I do it anyways for free, but I do feel like I deserve to get paid, and so I like to find people who feel the same.
Yeah, I agree with you, Eric. Like, I think your work is definitely very, very
valid.
Use
the extra money.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you do good work. So, I mean, if you appreciate Eric's reviews, then, you know, give a buck or two. It's no big deal. Let's see. What am I going to plug? I'm going to plug Hamsterdam. So make sure you guys go visit Hamsterdam in Tampa. Tampa seems like a good place to visit. Breakman, have a great vacation, dude. Like, seriously, like, you know.
Thank you. It's been at least 15 years since I've been on an actual vacation. It hasn't been like one of the staycations, whatever it is. Like, you have to take time off so you get to watch more TV.
Yeah.
But, no, this is an actual, like, vacation.
That's so cool, dude. Yeah. Just go out and have some fun. Make sure you take plenty of, what do you call it, suntan lotion. You don't want to get burnt. You know, that'd be the worst thing, man, to deal with, burns. What do they call those? Sunburn. Sunburn.
Well, I got a lot of suntan lotion.
Cool.
So I'm good.
All right, man. Well, you guys have fun. You know, stay safe out there, all that good fun stuff, and we'll see you back in a couple weeks. I think that's about it. I don't have much to plug. Follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches, as Dungeon said, or at Dungeon, as Break said, at RP Grinders on Twitter as well. If you want to send us a comment, question, concern, I can't promise your concerns will get quelled, but I can promise we'll make fun of you pretty much. So there you go. But that's about it. I don't think I have anything else. Check out Lost in Vegas. I want to do I kind of want to get with those guys and do kind of a mashup soon. Those guys are fun. Check out their reactions. They have a good fun stuff on their channel. Thank you, everybody in chat. Freak 5 Chaos was in there. MXT was in there. Dungeon was in there. I forgot to mention Dungeon last week, so a special shout out to Dungeon. Freak 5 was in there. Who else? Oh, make sure you go to Zombies Anonymous Facebook page. Check out Freak 5's friend's link so that he could get taken care of with his medical issues. You know, let's raise some money for the dude. That's about all I got for this week, guys. I think that's it. So stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we are out. Later, guys.